misunderstanding, mixed in a marginal position. And that marginal position is represented as Shiva, which the Chetan, the consciousness as a whole, which is some deep connection in the misconceived aspect of the world, that person has been described as Shiva. Do you follow?
Yes.
That the master of misconception, the relativity is eternal. The conscious relativity, the relativity of the consciousness with misconception, that aspect is known as Rudra, Shiva. But eternal flow.
So he has an eternal position there?
When the Jiva consciousness as a whole, or that is Tatastha Shakti, or the where the incoming and the outcoming current meets together, the abscissa, proper conception and misconception, meeting point, that portion of consciousness which is eternally connected with misconception, that consciousness is known as Rudra, Shiva. Because without consciousness, matter has got no value, none to understand. Without consciousness, nothing can come to be cognizable. So, because we have some conception of the material world, so the material conception has some sort of position. Otherwise, it is quite darkness. No one to investigate, no one to know, no one to experience, then no mention is possible of that thing. So the consciousness which is in connection with misconception, misconception, eternally connected, that sort of consciousness has called Shiva. And the Sadashiva, a little higher consciousness of Shiva, which is tending towards Vaikuntha Seva, service, Sadashiva. In Brahma Sangita also there is another Tallinga Bhagavan Sambhu. The Karunar Navasai or Sadashiva, when he is focused towards this mic world and begins creation of this material world, that is Bhagavan Sambhu, that portion is Shiva. On the whole, that conscious portion which is eternally connected with material consciousness or enjoying consciousness, that consciousness is known as Shiva. Just as milk, when in connection with acid, it becomes curd, but curd cannot return to be a milk. You follow?
Yes.
Curd is nothing that milk, mainly. But the acid has transformed it into a curd, and the curd cannot again can return to be milk. So the conscious portion that has come in connection with Maya, misconception, and cannot avoid it, cannot flee it as a whole, that portion is known as Shiva, the master of this material world, the ostentatious enjoyer of this material property. That function is known as Shiva. This is general. The relativity of consciousness, which is in the relativity of misconception, that portion is known as Shiva. Mayantu prakritim vidyam, mayinantu maheshwaram. Maheshwar is always mind. He is the master of this misconceived world. Do you follow? The master of the misconceived world. That false identification. And there is one at the back who got that misconception. misinterpretation or mis-enjoyment in mood. That is Shiva.
Well,
Maharaj, where
I am confused about this is that does some jiva, after some time, does he take on that position?
Or I don't follow.
Does some jiva soul, after some time, does he, after purification or after coming from a higher plane, does he come to take the position of Shiva? Or is this a manifestation of directly of Krishna?
When a jiva, which is in, jiva means particular consciousness, when he goes up to cross this ocean of misunderstanding and just released, but not still in the relativity of this maya, he may be Shiva. When a jiva is going to Vaikuntha, and in the middle way, when he has crossed the boundary of this maya, but still in connection, that person is Shiva. Then also, this maya shakti approaches him, why do you leave me? You stay here, I shall serve you. Why you should not neglect me? But if he accepts this proposal, he becomes Shiva. If he does not care for that proposal and goes up, then he will go to Vaikuntha, to Narayan land. That marginal position is that of Shiva.
It's very clear. One other thing. I've heard that if a soul...
Who cannot catch the incurring current, but the outcurring current, he has passed the stage of outcurring current and in the margin, in the abscissa, and I cannot catch really the incurring central current, rather in the marginal consciousness, understanding and the misunderstanding, and the meeting point is there, the abscissa, and any conscious particle remaining in the abscissa, in the buffer state, in no man's land, neither this side nor this side, he is Shiva. But when entered this side, Baddha Jiva, and entered that side, in the Yogamaya current, in this current of service, then he is devotee. The enjoying mood and serving mood, and between the two, that is Shiva, that marginal position.
Does he remain there?
Neither an enjoyer nor a sadhvita. That consciousness is that of Shiva. Thinks himself the master of the misconceived world. Misconception means that I have got some separate existence, not dependent on the supreme entity. Separate consciousness. Advaigan, not in the one harmony, but I have got my separate position. That consciousness is that of Shiva. I am not slave to someone. I have got my independent position. I am not servant to anyone. I am not subordinate to anyone. I have got my independent position. That position, that state is known as Shiva. But really speaking, that have got some connection with the misconceived world. Then only he can think that I am independent. I am not subservient to any other higher entity. That means he has got some connection though he thinks himself free of the misconception world, but still he has got some contamination. So only can he can assert that I am independent, but because really he is not independent. He is a serving unit of the Supreme Entity, Absolute. But the conception of separate existence that makes one take the position of Shiva. Shambhu. Do you follow?
Yes.
Vidyabhinivesha. Bhayam Vidyabhinivesha Tashrat. The conception of a separate existence. That I have got an independent position and existence. That is Shiva. I am not subservient to anyone. I am subservient to Vishnu, Narayana, that is devotion. I am master of this world, that is Naik Jiva, Baddha Jiva. But still, who says that I am not subservient to Vishnu, to Narayana, to Krishna, then we trace that something, misunderstanding, the influence of misunderstanding is there. Otherwise he could conceive that he is Krishna Dasa, he is a real servant of Krishna. But because he cannot do so, so he is not pure of the, from the influence of Maya. So Mayadhipati, he thinks that he is master of Maya.
Still though, we read so many prayers.
Jinnera Bilbanko Vimukta Manino, Tajasta Bhavad Avishuddha Buddhaya, Arujya Kisrena Param Padam, Tatak Patant Adhu Anadita Rishanamka. We cannot take the advantage of the incurrent of devotion. Then, after even climbing after the highest position of this world, he has every possibility to come down again. Because he can't take the advantage of the higher current of devotion. So he is, Shiva is the resident of no man's land, neither Vaikuntha nor Devi Dham, master of Devi Dham. But extremely scrutinizing, if we are, then we find he could not work out his full relief from Maya. If so, he could feel that he is a servitor of Krishna. But he can't do so. So the influence of Maya is still there. Maya means misunderstanding is still there. He can't follow that he is Krishna Dasa.
Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu.
That is Sadashiva. When he has entered, that is Sadashiva or Mahavishnu, almost of same position. That is, when he has become Shiva, devotee, at that stage it is mentioned Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu to create, to encourage the fallen soul that have got some affinity towards Shiva. For their good, it has been said, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. The Shiva is reckoned also as a Vaishnava. Those that are habituated to think that Shiva is an independent entity, and not Narayana, not Vishnu, to help those persons, the recognition has been given to Shiva as a devotee, as a principal devotee, to draw their attention towards the highest good. Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, dadas mahajan, phayambhu naradas sambhu, kumaro kapilo muni. Shiva is mentioned, but the extreme followers of Shiva, the asandas, though still they do not recognize that Shiva is a devotee to Vishnu. But yet, to help them, Shiva has got recognition as in the place of the devotee. And that is Sadashiva, Dhyani, and not Rudra. Rudra aspect is Lord aspect, Lord function of Shiva, and the Sadashiva, the devotee aspect of Shiva. That is the consciousness which, that portion of consciousness which is nearer to Vaikuntha, that is Sadashiva. And that portion, that is no man's land, the marginal position, thought, neither water nor earth, that is known as thought. But the watery side, that is Sadashiva, and the land side of the thought, that is Mamma Rudra. This way, the marginal position between the serving world and the enjoying world, the marginal position is Shiva. And which is towards the enjoying side, that is Rudra, and which is towards the serving side, that is Sadashiva. That is imaginary division. Sometimes Shiva is seen to be a servant, with servant consciousness he is approaching Narayana, and sometimes Shiva is seen to support the demons and going to fight with Narayana or helping the demons. Two aspects of Shiva we find. Sometimes he is standing against Narayana and begins to fight with Narayana in support of that demonic disciples. And sometimes he is very repentant and asks Narayana, why you have given me such a hopeless position? Very cruel you are to deal with me. You have given me such a remark. Please release me from such task and always engage me in your service. That is also seen in him at times. So that is a very difficult thing to understand, the real position of Shiva. Margin. Two aspects combined. Mainly tag, something bhog, something service. The margin means that. Shiva tattva, guru tattva, dham tattva, and the Sivigra Tattva. These four are very difficult to have idea clear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol.